Hello and welcome to A New Day, A New Way, the inspiring and transformative podcast that explores new ways of living big and loving even bigger. I'm Tom Bull, life coach, speaker, and positive culture consultant, and I'm so excited you joined me on this journey of self-discovery, exploring new ways of connecting deeper and living more fully in our personal and professional lives. Join me as we seize this day and step into the very first day of the rest of our lives. Now let's begin. Hello everyone, and thank you so much for plugging in and pressing play, and I'm honored that you decided to spend some time with me today. This is an exciting time, this new podcast, the New Day, New Way podcast, something that I've been wanting to do for some time now. And my goodness, it is a new day. It's a new day for this podcast. Back in 2018, I did a podcast about a little over 100 episodes, and it was a daily podcast, and I was enamored, excited, and actually quite surprised about the number of people who were listening to that podcast. And I would bump into people in the community, and they would ask, you know, when are you gonna start up another podcast, or when are you gonna do another episode? And so I want to thank those of you who were so encouraging and so kind, and sharing the impact that it made on you and your everyday life. And I know that there were some teachers that were using it in their classrooms, and then they were using it as classroom discussion. I'm here to just share ideas, perspectives, principles, and practices, as I say, the three P's. And these are just my personal insights, but I also bring in what I've learned through my own professional experiences as a life coach, as a consultant, but also working with young people, families, individuals, groups of leaders. There's a lot of commonality. And the most important commonality is the fact that we're all human beings. We're all human beings having this amazing human experience. And whatever you believe, I'm a firm believer that we are actually we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And it's really fascinating to me. And I'm very excited about exploring those ideas. A new day, a new way suggests just that. It is a new day. A new day to start over. A new day with a clean slate. A new day because we came out of one of the most challenging periods in human history. And during that time, there was tremendous introspection and personal reflection. People left their jobs. People left relationships because they were reflecting on what they wanted out of their life, what brought meaning and purpose in their everyday. And so here we are in this new day with an opportunity to take a step forward into a world, into a space, into a life that we've always wanted. So the new day is just that. Every day we wake up, we can begin again. The truth is, any point of our day, we can begin again. Any point in our life, we can begin again. So if you're somebody who's really, really interested in how to improve your everyday life, to find deeper meaning, that's what this podcast is all about. It really is about self-reflection. And so I know I'm the one here speaking. I'm the one here with the microphone. But I am really interested in hearing from you. So please comment and provide different feedback because I learn from you. As I always say, whenever I speak or ever I meet with groups or even in my individual coaching, when I'm hearing from others, it helps me challenge my own beliefs and my own attitudes, my own views of the world. So when I hear your feedback, it makes me think, is what I believe true? Do I have to really kind of dig in and see if my value system needs a kind of a needs an adjustment? But that's what this is about. This conversation is about, we are in a very divided world. And the reason why I talk about living big and loving bigger is because I want to close that gap, to cross the divide, to build a bridge between different ideas, because the truth is we are all going from A to B. But the divide comes from this strong desire to say that we are right about how we get from A to B. And it's in that how that creates great divide. And I want to emphasize in this podcast about the importance of love. And I'm not shying away from it. It is a powerful, powerful force. And so when we're talking about divides and we're talking about new days and new ways and we're talking about stepping into a new life, new attitudes, new wiring, new mindsets, all of that, what we're really coming up against is fear. And fear truly, truly constricts. Fear constricts. It separates ourselves from others. It separates ourselves from ourselves. And so the new day, new way is a new look at the way that we operate in our everyday. And to really pay attention to, hey, you know, are we operating in fear? Are we operating in love? Are we operating in an opportunity to expand ourselves, to become more aware of what's available to us, to become more close to the human experience and kind of walking together in this human experience? Or are we operating from a place of separation and isolation and withdraw? And it's my goal to bring people together, to help them recognize that we are in this together. And so we're bridging that divide. We're closing that gap. And we do that through the conversation of love and connection. And are you down with that? Is that something that you would want to do? Because when we do that, our whole world opens up. Our whole world opens up. And I believe strongly that love is the answer. And I want to talk about love not as a puppy dog and, you know, a box of chocolates and stuffed animals kind of way. I want to talk about love as a powerful, powerful force. If you were to fill in this blank, love moves, you would know that love moves mountains. We know the power of love. So we are in a new day, and we've been operating unconsciously, perhaps. But we are waking up. We are waking up. We're seeing things very differently. We're seeing things through a different lens. We're questioning a lot of things. And those questions are also very powerful. In the coaching world, the most powerful thing you can do for a client is ask a powerful question. And so I'm going to bring those to the podcast as well. Questions that we have to ask ourselves, or that we can ask ourselves, that can break open a better understanding of who we are, about how we exist and show up in the world, how we exist and show up in relationships, how we exist and show up for ourselves. And so this is a new day, and this is a new way. The new way is stepping out of our old way of thinking and behaving, our old wiring, maybe old relationships, and into a new world, into a new day. And so let's reflect on that. Let's do that together. So I'm going to be talking about love. I'll be talking about fear. I'll be talking about new ways to overcome, new ways to see opportunity in adversity. New ways to bring people together. New ways to communicate. New ways to work together and collaborate and move together collectively to a better, to better communities. To lift up the collective, right? Because the truth is, when the tide rises, all ships rise with it. Is that not true? That when we rise up within ourselves, when we operate in love, when we learn how to be effective communicators, when we learn how to love ourselves, when we begin to show up authentically in the world, when we become real, all those things raise the tide within us. And then together, when we come together collectively, when we come together as a group, whether it's an organization, an agency, a team, a business, a family, friendships, it doesn't matter. When we come together and we're at our most powerful self, we are at our most influential, and we show up being very real. We show up being very strong. And what I mean by that is strong in a way that we can be more vulnerable, open ourselves up, expose our hearts a little bit more. Because the truth is, if we show up protected behind walls, two things happen. One, people never get to know you. People never get to know you fully. They see pieces of you. And two, you never feel what love truly is. Or opportunities for people to show up for you. Walls keep people out, but it also keeps people from coming into your life. And so whether it's a business community or a family community or in your relationships with a significant other or your children, this is about a healing process as well. It is time to heal, don't you think? Time to heal and strengthen and expose and reveal all that we've always were intended to be. Isn't it time for that? Well, the New Day, New Way podcast focuses on this. And I hope that you join me. So I encourage you to share ideas, because I would love, this is not scripted. This will not be scripted. I might have some ideas of what we're going to be talking about. But these are about things that we are going to share together. And it was very similar to my earlier podcast in 2018, where many people would share. Or I'd see people and they'd ask if I would talk about something in particular. So I don't want to be too rigid, because I know that in times, people need to hear an encouraging word. And I want to be flexible enough to provide that. And so thank you so much for your time, for spending it with me today. I hope this is encouraging. I want to build a community of people who believe, one, in the power of love, two, that we are stronger together, and three, that we are capable of doing great things. So we're going to break through some old narratives, old stories about ourselves, and really challenge those stories. Because I think we've been operating on a number of falsehoods that became intertwined in our communities, in our culture, in ourselves. Some just merely how we were raised, but also how society has imposed certain ideals that I really want to question. And they're meant to be questioned. It is said that if we don't know who we are, the world will tell us. And so it's time. It's time to really identify who we truly are. Who are you? What do you represent? What do you stand for? What are your boundaries? What is okay and what is not okay for you? These are questions, powerful questions that I that we're going to reflect on. Who am I? Who have I identified with? Who do I say that I am that maybe I'm not? Or maybe I don't want to be. What if you redefined who you were? Maybe if you showed up, what if you showed up differently? Showed up the way that you imagine in your mind to be. Or that voice in your head that tells you to move in a certain direction because that's where your purpose and your passion lies. But you've decided, and this is the live big component. You don't have to jump out of an airplane or run a multi-million dollar business or, you know, camp out in the Amazon to live the big life. Living big means that you're living your most authentic life. What does that mean? Living big means to live as you want to live and live big and not small, where the people around you feel uneasy or uncomfortable. So you just make yourself small so that people don't look at you and say, who do you think you are? Well, who do you think you are may be very well who you truly are. So be. So this is a new day, new way. A way to live big and love even bigger. And this is a call to action. Bringing people together with a common goal. And that is to uplift our communities and to also rise up within ourselves. And we can do that in our personal lives and our professional lives. Wherever we go, there we are. Where our feet land truly is where we can make the greatest impact. Always and forever. So by showing up who you are, delivering messages and how you do it, sometimes we don't have to say a word to make the greatest impact. Sometimes we show up with our gifts and talents and it shifts people's hearts and minds. This is what I'm here to be a catalyst for. To shift your heart. To move you from your head and overthinking and logic to feeling intuitively for you and the direction of your life and where you want to go and the impact that you want to make in the world. And I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this because the truth is I'm walking this journey with you. I too am stepping into a new day in a new way. I too am unveiling my truest self. And so let's do this together. Because this is not a destination. We don't make these changes and then we become exactly who we've always wanted to become. We continue to evolve. We are on a journey. And a journey that has no destination. We will never arrive. We will never arrive fully completed. So this is an opportunity for us to learn how to enjoy the journey and not be so fixated on the outcome or the destination or what will soon be, but rather be in the moment, in the present time, living our best life every day in the moment. Every day, every moment of every day is a new day. We can decide at any moment in our life to change and go in the direction that our heart leads us to go. So join me on this incredible journey. This incredible journey. And I am honored once again that you've decided to spend some time with me and continue to do so. So till next time, live big, Love bigger. And take care. Thank you so much for listening to the New Day, New Way podcast. I hope the perspectives and the principles and practices in today's episode improve the quality of your everyday life and the lives of those around you. If you're moved by the content shared in this or any other episode, please subscribe, share it with your friends, your family, and colleagues, and leave a rating and a review. Perhaps share it with someone you know could use a positive, empowering message. I thank you, and I deeply appreciate you. And in the meantime, remember, today is a new day, and there is a new way to live big and love even bigger. Till next time, take care.